This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the Bonneville Salt Flats, a story we've been covering here on the program as we have been visited a couple of times by Landspeed Louise, and we'll have another visit here today and get the latest. Evidently, there has been some, we've heard so many positive things in recent times from Landspeed. It will be interesting to see what Louise has to say on today's report on the condition of the Bonneville Salt Flats. If you have a question, we'd love to have you join us here on the program. The toll-free line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. No, I have never been to the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's something I must put on my to-do list. Should be on everybody's automotive to-do list, and anybody that I know who has ever gone there always says the same thing. The salt gets in your veins, and once you go once, you want to go each and every year. So with that said, let's bring forth automotive journalist extraordinaire Landspeed Louise Noah. Louise, how you doing?
Well, just humbled by that great introduction. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Sure, it's always a pleasure to have you on board here, and I got a note from you a little bit earlier in the week that there's some not so great things happening in the salt flat world. Bring us up to speed.
Well, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation if we hadn't discovered that the perpetrators of essentially a criminal act had not been residents of the state of Utah and live and work in the Salt Lake City area, which makes it that much more painful to report that I'm going to call them the two dumb donkeys. So nobody has to bleep me out, but we're working for that. They took a Crown Vicky that had been taken out of service from a police cruiser, and they changed out the powertrain underneath to make this baby a four-wheel drive with big, giant, knobby tires. And because it's got a great wheelbase and it's got a great track, and Utah has a lot of those low-lying areas, it's essentially, you know, kind of a real cruiser mobile for the off-road. But that wasn't good enough for the donkeys. The donkeys had to take it out on Bonneville, and not just at the end of the road, but off what we can see from the photo, probably right in either on the long course speedway or the short course speedway or just in between. Nevertheless, on the race course, doing serious, hard, apexing, grinding turns, and with those tires being so heavy, they broke right through the salt crust, no matter how thick it was, and they were churning up the racing salt, the crust that we use for our races, and have destroyed that portion of the course. And when I first saw this, I was almost apoplectic because we're so close to racing this year. Thankfully, B.F. Goodrich stepped up. Now, B.F. Goodrich also started this problem, but it's because one of their third-party vendors got this picture from the guys, which, to tell you the truth, they did a great picture. It's a cool shot of a car doing circles, and if it were anywhere else but Bonneville, you and I wouldn't be talking about this. So the young social media intern posted this baby on the national website and Facebook pages for BF Goodrich, and of course that lit up land speed racing not only here in the United States but all over the world. And within about 30 hours, we had more than 300, almost 400 negative comments. I was contacted by BF Goodrich. I knew nothing about this, but when the PR manager saw what had happened and saw the negative, he called and reached out to Save the Salt, explained to me what happened. We got into the details of it. They pulled it down. We know who they are. And the best part is BF Goodrich helped us to find out that two dumb donkeys had done this, not this year, which is the small little, if you will, blessing, but they had done this in September of last year, but they just sent it to BF Goodrich now because they were trying to get more customers because they build these doggone, what they call a poor man's Raptor. So that's kind of the story. We know who they are. We know where they went. The one guy just got married. The other one works at a Salt Lake car dealership as a painter. And, you know, I'm going to hunt them down when I go to Bonneville this year, these two.
What a story.
Are you there?
Yeah, we sure are. We're here listening with in great intensity, and what a great story, Louise. And it's something that we need to continue to spread the word about, and I'm so glad to hear that BF Goodrich responded to you directly.
They did, and because they also acknowledged, not only did they bring it to our attention, but they acknowledged that while it wasn't their fault, they contributed to posting a horrible conduct for off-road lands. And BF Goodrich has worked for many years donating money to various off-road groups to try and preserve the federal lands and off-road. And so they offered up to us, I did not ask, a $5,000 donation to essentially help perhaps a further education and reaching out. And I do want to say, when I said I'm going to hunt them down, it's not with any kind of anger, if you will, or nastiness. I want to go find these two boys, sit them down, and I want them to understand how many hearts they broke, how much that poor behavior that they did ruined things for people. And if they do it again, especially now that it's almost dried out, that essentially where they did it, right at about the 5 mile shutoff area, if for their fun, that could cause a car, a truck, or a motorcycle to destabilize its speed. And most of the cars are in excess of 150 miles an hour out there. And you could end up putting someone in the hospital or in a casket. And that's why I'm so upset. And I want them to understand not only these, the dumb donkeys, but any other potential dumb donkeys out there in listening land, please don't do this. There you go.
Well, there are dumb donkeys in this world. There's no doubt about it. And if there's two, there's a lot more that are lurking in the shadows. So I'm so glad that you brought this in, and so glad that that BF Goodrich has responded. Oh, tell me.
Oh, Bob, this isn't the first time. The land speed racing community, which has gone out to Bonneville every single year that it was dry since 1949, yes, about 70 years, they have asked forever that the BLM or the federal land managers put up a gate or put up some kind of cabling or something, not a big giant fence, but some kind of cabling that would make it not easy to go out on Bonneville and ruin things. And they say, oh, no, they'll just do it anyway. No, they won't. They have taken our money and our fees for decades and decades. And the only thing that they have put back at Bonneville is a sign at the end of the road. And that's about it. And when we went out, And
hold that thought, Louise. We're up against a break. When we come back on the other side, much more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com. Landspeed Louise is with us. We're talking about Bonneville. We're talking about some recent happenings there and We're talking about a couple of individuals who caused an awful lot of damage, and Land Speed Louise is bringing us up to speed on all of the happenings. And before that hard network break, Louise, you're telling us more about what's been going on in Utah.
Yeah, and before we get going on that, can I give them the website if they'd like to read the thing and
sure.
see a picture of this?
Absolutely.
It's www.savethesalt.org. So, once again, www.savethesalt.org, O-R-G. And it's right there on the homepage, and your eyebrows will just go up onto your head.
Very good.
Anyway, so what the other part that makes this a little crazy... just before the 4th of July, the Independence Day holiday, our board member Larry Volk and the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association president, Dennis Sullivan, called the BLM and said, we are going out to the salt. We realize that it's still just a tad bit wet, but we need to survey the courses which are coming up for the event. And they know, I mean, these gentlemen have been going out to this racetrack and on the salt for more than, in Larry's case, more than 60 years. And the BLM said, oh, absolutely not. It's still wet. If you go out there, we will give you a citation and a fine. So they couldn't go out there, but we talked to some of the towing companies on a regular basis, and I will tell you that just on the holiday weekend, the towing company in the local town of Wendover pulled out six people from the salt that went out there, and not a one of them had gotten cited, and that happened all the time. We try to go out and work with the racing, with the BLM, with the local town, to take care of things, to be helpful, and we get told, we get the fingers shook at us, no, but these other people, including the two dumb donkeys, nothing happens to them. And in 2016, there were even bigger dumb donkeys, which I would use a derivative of that name, took a motorhome and were wakeboarding in the water out on the course. Those guys then went on to a high on life with the company. They were trying to sell their fancy schmancy t-shirts and hats. Then they went to Old Faithful and decided they were going to go on the other side of the barriers, and they started carving stuff out of it to take souvenirs, and then ran away back to Canada. In both cases, with these major problems on the salt, it was Save the Salt that brought it to the attention of the BLM. They had no idea this had even happened at Old Faithful. So whoever the judicial arm of the BLM got involved, they fined them and cited them and banned them from the parks, all parks, for the next 5 years. But it was because of what they did at Old Faithful, at the geyser, and Bonneville was just a little footnote. So you see, the BLM really does, no matter what they tell you, they don't really do anything to help us. So that's why I'm crabby today.
Well, it's understandable that you're crabby, because this just doesn't add up, just doesn't make sense. And what's going on with the BLM folks? Is there one particular reason?
We wish we knew. But we are though working with them for a restoration program. I think you know that earlier this year, the Utah state government appropriated $5 million for the restoration of Bonneville, but it would only be paid out once the feds stepped up and did their thing. And when the salt started to go back onto the salt, on the raceway, that's when that $5 million would start to distribute. In addition, the state of Utah has agreed to administer the program so that the BLM doesn't even have to pay pennies for staff. We have someone who will take a look at the program, and they have looked at the engineering plans, multiple, that the Land Speed Racers paid for. Pick one geologist, pick one BLM that will do the good job, and let's do that. And we paid for that out of our own money. BLM didn't spend a dime. So that's where we're at. We're trying very hard to be a good partner, and we have decided that with working with the mining company, which is responsible for taking the salt off in the first place, but they were essentially forbidden to put the salt back by virtue of their lease agreement, the legal contract. So I'll just leave it at that. If they legally are supposed to rip up the salt until they're done, and then when they extract all of the mineral that they want, mainly potash and magnesium, then when it's totally destroyed, and it says this in the language of the lease, then and only then are they required to put anything back. So that's why back in the late 90s, the racing community, Save the Salt, and remember, this is all volunteer here. We formed this group and said, wait a minute, you take 100 million tons every year. All we want you to do is put back 1 or 1.5 million. That was tried in 1997 to 2001. Here's a full disclaimer. I was part of Team Vesco, and on October 18, 2001, the late Don Vesco went 458 miles an hour. Why? Because we had 13 miles of solid salt, and we hadn't had solid salt like that in more than two decades. So we're trying to do this the right way, and we're working with the two biggest users. We're working together as the two biggest users of the Bonneville Salt Flat, the mining company and the land speed racing community. We're trying to be good.
Well, you certainly are, and you're doing such a great job of spreading the word. And I know that at SEMA last year, you had a presence there, and that further raised awareness of what's been going on. Are you planning on going back to SEMA this year as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to stop right now and very humbly and very gratefully tell everybody listening that if it was not for the support of SEMA and the member companies and various people helping Save the Salt, you and I would not be talking, because there would be no activism. We are now at the federal level looking to get the BLM on federal level to fix this. I stopped Roger Penske in the pits at one of the IndyCar races at Gateway last year and asked him, Roger, can I get you to write a letter so then I can use that letter and trade on your name? And the look on his face was like, what is wrong with you, woman? And I told him, I said, it was really good. Normally you don't get the captain to have a reaction like that. And he looked at me and I told him, I said, I need a letter from you to the BLM director in Washington, because if I can get Roger Penske and Penske Racing to tell the feds that Bonneville is a place worth saving for amateur motorsports in the United States, it won't matter what Louise Noah says or any of the other unknown land speed racers, but Roger Penske, they'll listen to him.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials say the U.S. may have to have strict quarantines if the coronavirus keeps spreading. The head of the Infectious Diseases Unit at the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, says on CBS it won't be like China's quarantines.
I don't imagine that the degree of the draconian nature of what the Chinese did would ever be either feasible, applicable, doable, or whatever you want to call it, in the United States.
The former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
To give you a basis of comparison, 2 weeks ago, Italy had 9 cases. 95% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. For South Korea, 85% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. We're entering that period right now of rapid acceleration. And the sooner we can implement tough mitigation steps, the lower the scope of the epidemic here.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving, Cadillac there?
Thanks so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, along with Landspeed Louise Noeth, automotive journalist extraordinaire, the force behind Save the Salt, and she's bringing us up to speed on what's been happening in recent times at Bonneville. And before that hard bottom of the hour break, Louise was telling us a story of an encounter with Roger Penske, and that must have been quite a moment, Louise, when you sprung that on him and requested him to write this letter. I'm sure he was surprised, and in the end he was defensive at first, but surprised in the end.
Well, what I found out, and Roger and I have done a few different television shows and various documentary things, so I'm not, and I've worked with him in my early days when I ran Indy, so I'm not a foreign to him, but I don't follow IndyCar much anymore because I've been trying to help Bonneville, and I just, he's always surrounded, he's always busy. He doesn't just go to an IndyCar race to hang out, he's busy. So when I saw him in pit lane, and there was nobody, not an engineer, not a driver, not even a PR person or a media person, I thought,
wow.
I'm gonna, and I went, Roger, I need to talk to you, please. Just please. And he just stopped. And then that's when I made the pitch. And at the end, he just put his hand on my shoulder and he said, you write it, let me look at it, and we will send it. He didn't even send it back to me. I wrote it, sent it off. 2 weeks later, it was on the director's desk in Washington, D.C., who runs the BLM. That's the kind of guy Roger Penske is, and he understands, like me and all the other little land speed racers, he just happens to be a big name, that we really want Bonneville to be around 50 years when we are all dead, all of us, listening, so that there are young people that can go out to Bonneville and have those great dreams of speed and the ability to take an ordinary person and have them do extraordinary things out at Bonneville. And that's what land speed racers do. They are the fastest people on earth. They are the fastest in any of the professional motorsports, and they're amateurs. They don't get any money. They get a little inky-winky little time slip and a trophy, and sometimes a little certificate, but it's bragging rights and the ability to know that what they thought is what was actually able to do. And that's what we want to do 50 years from now. And if the BLM is not jumping up to fix this, Bonneville will be lost. And what will be is a footnote, or in one of my books they'll say, hey, that might have been a really cool place. I wonder what happened to it. And nobody might know. But anyway, Bob, I'm a blabbermouth about this. Are there any questions that you have, or any listeners want to do that? I can be quiet and you can ask me a question. That's hard for me to do.
No problem. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. If anybody has a question for Land Speed Louise, we would welcome your calls and your emails anytime. So shoot it off to us. And let me, just for those listeners who may not be familiar with some of the players here, for those listeners who may not know what the BLM is, why don't we make sure and explain that?
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management, and it's a federal agency that has a really strange mission. Half their mission is supposed to be protecting our federal lands, meaning we, the Americans, to protect them from destruction. Okay. And then the other half of their mission is to monetize those lands so that the lands will pay for themselves. In most cases, it's easy to do. Let's say you go to the Grand Canyon. There is a entrance fee, or you want to go on the river, and there's a fee for that. Or you go to Mount Rushmore. There's a fee there. And those fees help to pay to keep the place in good shape. Same thing with the Appalachian Trail, and these are national parks all over the United States. The Bonneville Salt Flats is federal land, but it's also a national park. It has been put on the National Register of Historic Places, and it has a fancy schmancy designation called ACEC, which is Area of Critical Environmental Concern. But, honey pie, I'm telling you, that's about all it is a fancy designation. Because the BLM just tells everybody, oh, yeah, it's a very serious thing. And they don't do squat jacks and tilly-tong to fix that. Even when we ask them just to put a cable so people can't go out and do what the two dumb donkeys did over the holidays. And all the other people that do this on a regular basis. So I will tell you that most of your listeners would probably know I sound very enthusiastic and very vibrant, but I have learned more self-restraint in the past 4 years of working as a pro bono advocate for Save the Salt than I have in my entire life. Because it makes you just crazy. You get to a point where you just, I don't want to hurt anybody. That's not the point. I want these two dumb donkeys to understand what they've done. And maybe if they understand how much they've hurt people, they might be an advocate. And that would be better than anybody trying to go get them. I want them to get it. I don't want people to get them. So
that only makes sense.
I mean, when are you going to go out there, Bob Long?
Yeah, I got to get out there, definitely. It's something long overdue, and many of the folks that contribute here to the show, anytime I have them on the program, and we talk about Bonneville, it's once you've been there, it gets in your system. You need to go back. And I have one gentleman who's competing out there and comes on the show from time to time to tell us about his efforts, and he is just blown away with not only the area of Utah and the Bonneville Salt Flats, but also about the camaraderie among the racers that happens during the racing period. He says there's nothing else like it on Earth, that folks lobby around each other and help each other, and this is the kind of stuff that doesn't get a whole lot of publicity. It's something that we need to tell people more about, that these people are following in the footsteps of the great hot rodders of yesterday and keeping hot rodding alive here today in 2019, 2020. And as you said earlier, we want to keep this alive for 50 years from now or 100 years from now so that people can continue to run their vehicles on the salt flats, whatever those vehicles may be.
Right, exactly. And this year, now here's the thing. For some people, and especially for the people who started this, such like Larry Volk, who's been going out there since he was a teenager, Rick Vesco was just a snot-nosed kid. I mean, 4 or 5 years old when his father was racing out there. And then his older brother, Don Vesco, some of your listeners might know. But now, Rick, he's in his 70s, and his driver, Dave Spangler, who was the former president of Hooker Headers, is the driver. And those two gray-haired devils last year, because we did have pretty good salt, our national record is now at 492 miles an hour. The world record is still 458, the one that John set. And the only reason the world record is slower than the national record, which is normally the other way around, because we haven't had the good salt to make the two runs. And the last run that the Turbinator turned in, with Spangler at the control, at age 76 years old, 503 miles an hour. So the next time somebody tells me they're too old, I got a comeback for that.
Thank you for listening.
That's right. Hold on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace?
Thank you so much for being here and being with us. My name is Bob Long, along with automotive journalist extraordinaire Land Speed Louise Noeth, and we've been telling you about Bonneville and some not-so-great happenings and spreading the word about this treasure that we have in the great state of Utah. And I want to make sure that we promote Save the Salt and get more people involved. What's the best thing for folks to do who are listening right now to you and I, Lance Speed Louise?
If they go to the SaveTheSalt.org, www.SaveTheSalt.org, pretty easy, wander around those pages and take a look. Most of the things I've been saying are not only chronicled, but there is a timeline that shows how many decades, not years, but decades this has been going on. And all of the materials we have put, actual documentation from various people throughout the decades. This, none of this is a Chicken Little screaming. None of this is exaggerated. This is serious. But one of the things that would help, seriously, write not necessarily the Washington like Mr. Pinsky, but write to your local senators in your state, both of them in the Senate. Find out who your representative is in the House of Representatives. And if you think that this is a bad idea, that the BLM is not taking care of the Bonneville Salt Flat for amateur motorsports, and not only amateur motorsports, but for the archery people, the 5K people, there are films that are done out there. This is for everyone. We're going to lose this. And if one of these places that John Glenn used as a marker when he was in space to report back to Cape Canaveral, oh, yes, I'm over, moving over the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. That's the level of detail that people know about Bonneville. For the longest time, we were the fastest people on Earth. That happens to belong to the British now. But maybe if we can save this place and we can get a few youngsters, we can kick Andy Green and Richard Noble off the top of the throne, and we can bring the world record back to Bonneville. And they both know that I want to do this to them.
And what is the world record mark right now?
Well, the world record for unlimited, so it doesn't matter if you put a mouse in a box on a treadmill, is 763 miles an hour. The world record for motorcycles is 367, and then the world record for wheel-driven cars, not for thrust-powered cars like Thrust SSE, yeah, that's our record at 458, but we hope to kick that up to 500. Please, God, please, God, please.
And, of course, the racing season is not that far down the road here. When is the racing season kicking off for 2019?
It will start with Speed Week, and that will be August 10th through the 17th, and it is a full week. They will get sometimes upwards of 500 people with cars, trucks, and motorcycles that will come out and vie for various records over the course of that week. The next one takes place in September. That's World of Speed from the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association. Then the Bonneville Motorcycle Speed Trials, which is just for motorcycles. That's also in September. There is a final event that the Southern California Timing Association, or SCTA, that has put on Speed Week since 1949. They call World Finals in October, if the weather holds. And then the shall we say, the smallest itty-bitty event, but the fastest stalled in cars, trucks, and motorcycles, is the Cook Shootout. They might have less than a dozen cars, but they will be the fastest on Earth. And that's anything. I don't care if it's Formula One, IndyCar, drag racing. As far as I'm concerned, they are all about half the speed of what we can do, or a quarter of it, and they can come out to Bonneville, and even though they said, oh, well, how hard could it be to drive in a straight line? My answer? Not hard at all. But listen, honey pie, staying in a straight line at 300 or 400 miles an hour, now that takes a little skill.
That's right. And you mentioned earlier about the record and the fact that it needs to be a bi-directional run. You need to do your run in one direction, and then you need to repeat it. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Now, that's only for the world records, and that's what makes it so hard. When you go across a measured mile and you designate to the FIA, this is my mile and I'm going to contest the record in this mile with this particular certification, you have to do that within 60 minutes. One way and then go the other way, because there are no one-shot wonders. Unfortunately, because national records, there are so many vehicles, as I mentioned earlier, upwards of 400 vehicles, you can't herd all those people from one end of the track to the other just so somebody can go the other direction safely. So national records are contested over 2 days. Let's say on Saturday, the first day, everybody goes out and they qualify on their record. That's a 300-mile-an-hour record, and they go 310. And the following day, all of the people that had qualified on their record, they go to a impound. And they all come out first, and they take their records, or they take their place up in the front of the line, and that's when we call record runs. So everybody that qualified the day before, they're first down the line, and if they are successful, let's say this person went 320 miles an hour. Well, the record is not 320 or 310. The record is 315 miles an hour because they average those records. And that's any record, whether it's national or world. It's just how quickly you have to do the record.
That's really cool. Thanks for explaining that. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261 and bob@autoworldradio.com. And once again, a couple of people here have emailed me up and they want to get involved. And to get involved, the best thing to do is go to the Save the Salt Foundation website. So why don't we make sure and reiterate that address? And somebody want to know if there's any telephone numbers associated with it as well.
Well, mainly it's email, because it's yours truly that does this pro bono. That we don't have an office. We don't have a budget. Louise does this and has done this for the past 5 years just because I want to save Bonneville. And that's how all the people on the board of directors. Nobody's paid. We're all doing this special. So if you go to the website, there is a form to fill out and tell me what you'd like to do, because I need to have it in writing first. And then if you put your phone number in there, then I can give you a call and talk to you. And the reason we do that, because otherwise you get a lot of crazies. And I don't have time for crazies.
Exactly. And there's enough out there for everybody. We need to weed out the crazy factor.
Right. But anybody who goes to SaveTheSalt.org and takes the time to send a note, I absolutely promise you, I will respond to you. I promise. On behalf of every single little land speed racer you will never meet in your whole life, I promise I will do that.
And again, so, it's just around the corner. So how is the salt, despite those two donkeys, how would you rate the salt condition for 2019?
Well, I've been talking to the boys that go out there with the faster cars, and they've all been getting, you know, they're like nervous nellies about this. And it's drying out very good. It's a little bit wet, but that's all right. We're still in July, but it's mostly dry, and we believe it's drying properly, and it's drying with a good management. If it dries too fast, it buckles, and it's no good. If it dries too slow, then it's too mushy like cottage cheese. But so far, knock on wood, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. All the things are doing. It's just like an engine. It's like intake, compression, you have ignition and exhaust. All of those have to be in good harmony, as it is the same thing with Bonneville. There is precipitation, there is evaporation, there is percolation where the salt comes up from the top and it dries out, and then there's the most important part, yum yum, desiccation. And desiccation builds the salt crust, yum, which builds the speed and gives you, it gives you serious courage.
Well, Landspeed, thank you so much for your time here. We'll do another hour again soon, and keep up the great work. Thank you, my friend.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.